Alright, my name is Nicholas Alston. I'm age 22. Today is November 24th, 2016. I'm speaking with my father, Calvin Alston, and we're in Columbus, Ohio. So, Father, I don't know if you're ready for this or not, but we'll just ask you these questions anyways, but what advice would you give your teenage self?
Apply yourself early on. Don't just try to get by. Do your best every time you have the opportunity to.
Where does that come from?
Particularly when it comes to education or school, don't just try to get by. Do your best. Put forth the effort.
Okay. I could definitely use that advice as well. Could you tell me your favorite memory of... Oh, me? That's what the question said. This will be interesting.
I guess when you used to play t-ball, you try hard, you give it your best. You were eager to play.
Oh, I think I remember those times, too. Back in South Carolina.
Yes.
Okay, I didn't know you remember those things. What are you most grateful for?
Growing up, you know, maturing, getting some wisdom and understanding, looking at things differently, taking things seriously, instead of being happy-go-lucky.
Mm-hmm. How has your life been different than how you imagined it to be when you were young?
Well, I never thought I would go to college. Never, ever thought I would go to college. None of my family have ever been to college. My parents had a third grade education, and I just wanted to, after high school, to get a job and just live happily ever after. But I took a different track. I went, after high school, I went in the military, the Navy, got out, then I went to college. So going to college was more than I anticipated.
Okay. And how many degrees do you have again?
I have a Bachelor of Science in Sociology, Political Science. I have a Master of Divinity in Christian Education. And I got a Doctor of Ministry in Christian Education.
Which one do you think was the hardest one to obtain or took the most effort?
The Bachelor of Science.
The first one?
Yeah, undergraduate.
What is this question? How would you like to be remembered? They forgot one word. How would you like to be remembered?
Well, I'm responsible. I took responsibility seriously. I did the best I could with what I had, and I was able to work. Never was a slacker. Never was lazy, would always do something to work.
So a hard worker who...
Your hard work pays off.
Thinking about your family many generations from now, and knowing that they may hear this recording, is there anything you'd like to say to them? Any wisdom or advice you would like to share?
Make education a priority. Whenever you start working, pay your tithes, save and live below your means.
Okay. That's some good advice right there. I would say the same thing. I think this is our last question. Can you tell me about your grandparents and your great-grandparents?
I never knew my grandparents.
Okay. Can you tell us about your parents?
Daddy was born in 1897. Mama was born in 1917. Daddy was like 58 years old when I was born. Mama was whatever mama was. You do the math.
58 and whatever.
Had good parents, you know, never had a lot of interaction or playtime with parents. Never did baseball, basketball, none of those kinds of things. We just lived life. They were the parents. I was the child. That's the only, you know, they loved me and I loved them. That was it. We never had any other reaction other than that.
And you, I guess Uncle Sammy said something about it, but he would, he's very resourceful. He would cut hair in the neighborhood.
Yeah, Daddy was a go-getter. You know, he was always doing multiple things to try to make ends meet.
That is our interview, Father. I know it kind of pulled some teeth that you didn't really want to do it, but I think this will be, this is solid. And I'll probably have to do it again sometime when you're in a better mindset about it.
I'm in a good mindset. All right, thank you. Bye-bye.